In the name of the Father and of the Holy Spirit, the 10 lepers and only one came back. In this one leper that came back, we have the whole pattern of a Christian's spiritual life. And that pattern is found between the seeking of mercy and the offering of thanksgiving. So what is it that we begin here in this miracle account? We have the seeking of mercy. This is where Christian life truly begins for each and every one of us. Mercy is something that is only given when it is sought. Our willingness for seeking that mercy is the whole key. If we are not willing to ask for mercy, then God can do nothing with us. It's our will that needs to be activated. We need to recognize that we need that mercy. It's a powerful element of our salvation, our human will. Powerful for ourselves, because it is one thing that God honors above all others. He will not violate our free will. The entirety of our restoration and salvation hinges on our powerful for ourselves, but yet small in comparison to what God does. Our salvation hinges on that small movement, our willingness to recognize that we are not well and need mercy. Then the grace of our Creator, our God and our Savior, floods into us, and our repentance, our change is possible. The 10 lepers all began in mercy. They knew that they were not well, and so they called out, they raised their voices to Jesus as he entered their area and called out for mercy. But not all 10 experienced the fullness of healing. Only one continued on to the healing of soul by returning to the feet of Jesus, prostrating himself before him, and offering his thanks for the healing that he gave. Christ, this is emblematic of how Christ heals all of humanity by his incarnation, by his passion and crucifixion, and by his glorious resurrection and ascension. But only those who acknowledge and then go the other step in finding their healing and give thanks to Jesus as God, as Master, participate in Christ's power of his resurrection. For only that one leper heard from Christ's mouth, "Rise, your faith has made you well," because he offered thanksgiving. Only that thankful Samaritan who is now healed from his leprosy realizes the Lord's healing as the arrival of God's kingdom. Something more than just a miraculous bodily healing had taken place. That Samaritan leper is our example of the whole pattern of Christian life. We begin in mercy and we offer our thanksgiving, and God does with us a greater miracle. He rises the soul out of the depths of its spiritual leprosy. So, we too need to call out to our Master for healing. We need to go forth in obedience to show ourselves to the priest, because this is what Jesus told all 10 to do. And they found that on the way, their leprosy was cured. And discovering that healing, the one leper returned back while in the act of obeying Christ to prostrate his thanks to God. This is the pattern of our Christian life, that we know something is not right in us, and so we call out for mercy, and in the midst of calling out for it, we are turning to God, seeking what his word might be for us, and then we go forth in obedience, and we find healing and restoration, and then we return to him, not taking advantage of what he has given to us, but we offer our thanks. This pattern is found in the life of an Orthodox Christian, writ large over the life, our whole life, written into the sacraments themselves, and also written into our daily struggle, in our personal participation and preparation for the sacraments, and in our daily spiritual life, waking every day, struggling to fulfill what God has called and put before us in the day in thanksgiving and in joy, and ending it in thanksgiving for that day. In our preparation for baptism, as many of our young catechumens are experiencing now, they are beginning to see this pattern for the first time. They search out the sins that they may have committed through their whole life, recalling them and bringing them before the priest in a life confession. And then they go forth in thanksgiving that God has seen these and is helping them to overcome them, to find healing. And they are returning to Christ, which will culminate in their baptism and in their full participation in the thanksgiving offering that is the Divine Liturgy when they commune for that first time. But for every Orthodox Christian who is seeking to have a spiritual life, to begin to come before Christ and to know Him, to follow this pattern. We have the day-to-day struggle of returning to God, relying and calling out for His mercy, to stay close to Him, to remain in His ways, to know Him. The daily struggle for that time where we are like the Samaritan leper, where we prostrate in thanksgiving before Him because He has seen us through another day. He has given us His mercy. And so we experience this same pattern. It also is written into our sacramental part of the church, particularly in the sacrament of confession that we all need to partake of after our baptisms. The same pattern we see. There's a difference, though, in our spiritual leprosy because we often return to what has given us leprosy. We frequently need to show our priests in obedience to God and seeking for His mercy. We priests need priests for this as well. Christ knew that we would stumble, that we would struggle to live out the new nature that He gives us in baptism. And so, He gives us the cure for our spiritual leprosy and the recurrences of it. He knew and gave us the sacrament of confession that is attested to in the Epistle of James. And we have our lifelong mystery of repentance of coming to Him. So, in our daily struggles, come to know those sins, those spots of leprosy that might be in our life, and we come and we reveal them to the priest, crying out for mercy before God with the priest standing as a witness. And there we do find healing. Our struggle and the grace of baptism are brought together in the confession. We unite the knowledge of our sin to the knowledge of God's great mercy. This is what in every confession. The knowledge of our sins, my leprosy of soul, and the knowledge that we begin to experience it. The more that we partake of this, the more that we come to know God better, and that all of the places in our soul and in our life are in need of that mercy. And so we come and we reveal our spots before the priest. We prostrate before Jesus and simultaneously know the history of our sin and the offense that we have against God, all while knowing that He is the merciful judge and the divine physician. And that's who we're falling before in confession, a merciful judge and a divine physician who wants to heal us and to apply grace are opened. The floodgates of our ability to overcome the leprosy and to be healed as we draw close to our Master in thanksgiving for the mercy that he is already giving to us. Someone who comes and is a frequent confessor knows their own illness. They know those leprosy, and they're thankful for the mercy that they experience in that sacrament, especially through the washing away of that leprosy in the absolution prayer that the priest says. So keep before you the image of this one who returned to give thanks. He is an example of the pattern of drawing close to God. It begins in the knowledge of our giving for that and live it daily and sacramentally. To ignore it is to succumb to the disfiguring leprosy of soul and to allow it to spread. But if we give attention to this beautiful pattern that we see before us, we learn the beauty of obedience to Christ. We find healing, and we learn to the Christian life. It is only those who come to Christ who find their full healing. It is they that find praise, they find gratitude. It is they that are changed in soul. Those who perpetually return to Christ can hear the words that the thankful leper heard. Rise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Or, as the priest says, last sentence of the absolution prayer offered in confession, now, having no further care for the sins which you have confessed, depart in peace. If all this might seem new or strange, or just simply work for the spiritual life in you, come in obedience to Christ. Come, make confession. Reveal your sins to the priest. Nothing makes a priest more joyful than the one who wants to lay down and walk away healed. To keep that purity that Christ has given them in his mercy. In that honest and forthright confession, you will come to know the merciful God like you may have never known him before. Our priest might help you live out this new pattern to keep your soul cleansed of the of sin. The floodgates of this sacramental grace are contained in that confession. And the ones that might remember that there are amazing things that are happening in their life by coming to their confessional. Jesus is waiting to see who returns to him like the one thankful leper. So come prostrate before the Master and God with thankfulness and with as he did for that one who had the complete faith. He wants that for you as well. Jesus Christ will renew your baptismal purity in that act. So my brothers and sisters, don't delay. The time we have is precious, and it is only ever growing shorter. Jesus Christ, our merciful judge, our divine physician, our Lord and Savior, is ready to heal you and to say, rise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Have no care for what you've confessed. Depart in peace. Amen.